Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, Numbers 260 to 346. M.R., Number 283, Writings on Health. I saw that now we should take special care of the health God has given us, for our work was not yet done. Our testimony must yet be born and would have influence. I saw that I had spent too much time and strength in sewing and waiting upon and entertaining company. I saw that home cares should be thrown off. The preparing of garments is a snare. Others can do that. God has not given me strength for such labor. We should preserve our strength to labor in His cause and bear our testimony when it is needed. I saw that we should be careful of our strength and not take upon ourselves burdens that others can and should bear. I saw that we should encourage a cheerful, hopeful, peaceful frame of mind, for our health depends upon our doing this. I saw that it was duty for everyone to have a care for his health, but especially should we turn our attention to our health and take time to devote to our health, that we may, in a degree, recover from the effects of overdoing and overtaxing the mind. The work God requires of us will not shut us away from caring for our health. The more perfect our health, the more perfect will be our labor. I saw that when we tax our strength, overlabor, and weary ourselves much, then we take colds, and at such times are in danger of diseases taking a dangerous form. We must not leave the care of ourselves for God to see to, and to take care of that which He has left for us to watch and care for. It is not safe or pleasing to God to violate the laws of health and then ask Him to take care of our health and keep us from disease when we are living directly contrary to our prayers. I saw that it was a sacred duty to attend to our health and arouse others to their duty, and yet not take the burden of their case upon us. Yet we have a duty to speak, to come out against intemperance of every kind, intemperance in working, in eating, in drinking, and in drugging, and then point them to God's great medicine, water, pure, soft water, for diseases, for health, for cleanliness, and for a luxury. I saw that my husband should not suffer his mind to dwell upon the wrong side, the dark, gloomy side. He should put from him saddening thoughts and saddening subjects, and be cheerful, happy, grateful, and should have a firm reliance upon God, and an unshaken confidence and trust in Him. His health will be much better if he can control his mind. I saw that of all others, my husband should have all the rest he can get Sabbath when not preaching. He should not carry into the Sabbath his weekly occupation, that writing he has been doing through the week. I saw that we should not be silent upon the subject of health, but should wake up minds to the subject. 1. 1863, 5, 6. Testimony regarding James and Ellen White, 1863. Vision given on Sabbath, June 6, 1863. Released October 18, 1971.